Welcome to the Junglist Riser Lab. In this lesson, we're building more than just a quick build-up. We're making a transition tool that feels alive in a jungle track, hits with modern punch, and still carries that dusty old-school DNB soul. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, risers aren't just decoration. They help mark phrase changes, build tension before a drop, and guide the listener through the arrangement. In jungle especially, that movement has to feel musical and gritty at the same time. So our goal is to create a riser that sounds like it belongs in a warehouse tape era, but still holds up on a clean 2025 sound system. We're going to use Ableton stock devices only, which is perfect because it keeps the workflow fast and repeatable. By the end, you'll have a 4-bar riser rack built from 3 layers, a tonal sweep, a noise lift, and a break texture. Then we'll shape the whole thing with automation, add a little vintage degradation, resample it, and check it like a mastering-minded producer, so it doesn't steal power from the drop. First, set up a dedicated group track and call it Junglist Riser Lab. This is a small workflow move, but it saves a lot of time. Jungle and DNB arrangements move fast, and having a clean riser group means you can compare versions, duplicate ideas, and stay organized when you need a pre-drop version, a breakdown version, or a nastier second drop version. Inside that group, create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Tonal Sweep, Noise Lift, and Break Texture. If you want to move quickly later, you can also set up a resampling audio track or return track, because bouncing ideas to audio is a huge part of making this kind of transition feel finished. Now let's build the Tonal Sweep. On the Tonal Sweep track, load Waveatable. Start with a saw-based sound, because saw waves give you that classic rising tension without getting too trancy or too polished. Keep the filter low pass and start the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Add a little resonance, but don't overdo it. We want tension, not squeal. If you prefer a more traditional tone, you can use operator with a sine or triangle bass and then add some harmonic movement, but Waveatable is usually the quickest route for this kind of sweep. The point is to create a musical rise that sits under the breaks instead of bulldozing them. Now automate the filter upward over the length of the riser. A good target is to move from around 250 Hz all the way up to 8 or even 12 kHz by the peak. You can also automate a little pitch rise if you want extra urgency. Even a small lift of a few semitones can make the build feel more animated. Just remember, in jungle and DNB, subtle motion often hits harder than an obvious EDM-style climb. After the synth, add some vintage soul. Put saturator after Waveatable, then chorus ensemble, and if you want more roughness, a touch of redux. Use saturator gently. A drive of 2 to 6 dB with soft clip-on is usually enough to add warmth and urgency without turning the top end brittle. Chorus ensemble should stay subtle too, just enough to give the sweep some width and movement. If you use redux, use it sparingly. We want warning character, not harsh digital damage all over the place. This matters because old-school DNB and jungle are all about contrast. Clean sub, dirty mids, solid punch, dusty texture. If the tonal layer has a little tape-like glow, it feels more believable against chopped breaks and bass stabs. Next, build the noise lift. On the noise lift track, use a noise source from operator, Waveatable, or analog. This layer is here to provide air, urgency, and that modern lift that helps the riser cut through a busy mix. But again, this is not just a generic EDM whoosh. We want it to feel like part of a DNB arrangement. After the noise source, add auto filter, EQ8, a compressor or glue compressor, and utility. Start the filter around 500 Hz and automate it up to around 16 kHz. Use EQ8 to high pass the low end so nothing is muddying the sub area. A cutoff around 150 to 300 Hz is usually a good starting point. If you want the noise to feel controlled and punch aware, add a little glue compressor with just a couple dB of gain reduction. That keeps the noise from splashing around too much as it rises. And if you want a more old-school feel, avoid making the automation perfectly linear. Slight imperfections in the sweep can make it feel more sampled and human. Now for the part that gives the riser its jungle DNA, break texture. Bring in a chopped break loop and drop it onto the break texture track. This can be a 1-bar or 2-bar slice, even if it's not meant to be the full drum pattern. We're using it as character, as source material, as that bit of rhythmic memory that makes the build feel rooted in jungle rather than pasted on top. You can use Simpler to slice or loop the break, then shape it with auto filter, saturator or drum bus, and maybe a gate if the tails need tightening. A strong move here is to high-pass the brake quite aggressively and automate the filter opening as the riser progresses. That way the brake energy feels like it's being pulled upward out of the mix. Keep the low end out of this layer. The brake is there for rhythm, grime, and identity. A little drum bus can help it punch and roughen up the transients, but don't let it get too big. If the brake texture starts fighting the kick and snare, it's doing too much. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the riser becomes a real transition and not just a sound. Don't only automate volume. Automate filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, chorus depth, pitch, reverb send, and even stereo width if needed. Here's a good 4-bar strategy. In the first 2 bars, keep the lift subtle and focus on filter movement. In the 3rd bar, increase the density and harmonic content. In the 4th bar, widen the sound a little, let the intensity peak, and then kite cleanly before the drop lands. That last part is important. In DNB, a clean exit often creates more impact than a long fade. You can also add reverb, but treat it like atmosphere, not wash. If you use a send, keep the decay controlled and high pass the return so the reverb doesn't muddy the build. A pre-delay of around 20 to 40 milliseconds can help the reverb bloom without clouding the front of the sound. At this stage, listen for hierarchy. Each layer should have a job. The tonal layer gives emotional lift. The noise layer gives brightness and urgency. The break layer gives identity and groove memory. If 2 layers are doing the same thing, simplify. In jungle and DNB, clarity is powerful. Once the layered riser feels right, resample it to audio. This is a very smart move. It lets you commit to a performance, and then edit it like a drum element. Trim the start, tighten the tail, and make sure it lands exactly where you want it. If you need to, create a short 1-bar version and a full 4-bar version, or even reverse the tail for a snare fill or intro transition. Resampling also helps you hear the riser in a mastering mindset. If it's too loud, too wide, or too dense, it will become obvious once it's printed. And that's a good thing. You want to catch problems before the final mix gets crowded. Now check the riser in mono. Use utility to collapse it temporarily and listen for phase issues, disappearing mids, or harsh top-end buildup. Keep the low end controlled across all layers, usually by high-passing most elements, somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz. If the riser feels too huge, reduce stereo width before increasing volume. That's a really important lesson in this style, because you want the drop to feel bigger than the build, not the other way around. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't let the riser carry too much low end. Don't over-brighten the build to the point where it gets harsh. Don't rely on just one layer. And don't make it so polished that it loses the gritty jungle character. Also, avoid making the final moment too crowded. Sometimes the best impact comes from leaving a tiny bit of space right before the drop. If you want to push the sound further, try a few advanced variations. Make a darker, narrower smoke version. Make a brighter chrome version. Make a rave version with more resonance and stereo motion. Or build a call and response rise where the tonal layer climbs, dips briefly, and climbs again. That little push-pull motion can sound really strong before a bass switch or drum fill. You can also create a reverse-led version for breakdowns, or a rhythmic-gated version for roller-style transitions. And if you really want to lean into old-school energy, print a slightly unstable or broken version, then chop tiny gaps into it for a haunted cassette feel. For practice, build 2 versions of the same riser. Make 1 4-bar jungle build with tonal sweep, noise, brake texture, and light saturation. Then duplicate it and make a shorter, darker 2-bar version with more aggression, less stereo width, and a cleaner cutoff. Drop both before different sections of your track and compare which one helps the arrangement most. Pay attention to headroom, clarity, and whether the drop feels bigger after the riser. So the big takeaway is this: a great jungle or DNB riser is part sound design, part arrangement tool, and part mix decision. Keep it layered, keep the low end under control, automate with intention, and always think about how it helps the drop hit harder. If it feels musical, gritty, and exciting without stealing the spotlight from the next section, you've nailed the Junglist Riser Lab.